and welcome to Women of Hope. My name is Penny Mulvey. Are you ready for a quick test? What am I doing now? What do you do every time you interact with another person? When you send an email, write a letter, answer the phone. If you said communicate, go to the top of the class. You could also say talk, listen, write, expound, exhort, nag, lecture, interview, depending on the type of letters you write, phone calls you make, and conversations you hold. Communication is the linchpin of our world. It should hold everything together. Unfortunately, it can often blow it apart if the methods of communicating include words such as nag, lecture, scream, condemn, judge. So today we are going to explore some effective and ineffective communication tools. In other words, what works and what doesn't. What gets in the way of good communication? Why do we struggle to speak and hear effectively when we know the repercussions can be catastrophic? Last week's guests, Pam and Bill Farrell, husband and wife authors of a very funny and wise book, Men Are Like Waffles and Women Are Like Spaghetti, will join us by phone from California. And closer to home, Beth Allison from CareForce Recovery Ministries will share some of her own experiences of unwise communication. If you missed last week's Women of Hope, Pam and Bill explained why they believe men are like waffles and women are like spaghetti. To paraphrase, they devised this pictorial image as a way of explaining the differences between men and women. Picture a waffle in your mind. It's made up of a whole lot of little squares, or boxes. The Farrells say men are like waffles because their brain is made up of a whole lot of boxes just like a waffle, but they can only operate in one box at a time. Women, on the other hand, are like a piece of spaghetti, which when cooked up intermingles with all the other noodles in the pot. A woman's thoughts and conversations are like that noodle, jumping from place to place, juggling multiple ideas at a time, and able to engage in conversation on all of them almost simultaneously. And there lies some communication difficulties. I'm speaking with Pam and Bill Farrell, authors of Men Are Like Waffles, Women Are Like Spaghetti, and as you'll hear from their accents, they're American.
So I understand I could be a little bit Australian if I just said hello, blue, everybody in the audience.
That's true.
No, who's blue?
You haven't heard that one?
No.
Hey, Bill was talking to a guy from Australia today. Say this on the radio.
He told me that this is a really popular thing in Australia, but apparently he was putting me on.
I think if you said g'day, that'd work.
G'day. There we go.
G'day.
Yeah.
G'day. But I don't know about hello blue. I'm not sure where, I don't know where that's come from at all. Maybe it's another
thing. Yeah, he gave me a great big long explanation. He's probably pulling my leg the whole time.
You'll have to have a go at him now.
Yeah,
that raises an interesting issue, though. The issue of communication, as we've just talked about before, it can be very fraught. And I'd like to ask you, is this whole issue of waffles and spaghetti, is that what gets in the way of good communication?
A lot of times people just completely miss each other in the conversation. The man starts the conversation, it's because he has a problem he wants to solve. And if a woman starts the conversation, it's because she's connecting her life together. They solve problems very, very differently. You know, a lot of times women have been accused of being more emotional than men. That's not actually true. They are more expressive of their emotions than men are, but they are not more emotional. Men have very intense emotions. Just we don't always translate it into words, and we don't always express it. Often we turn it inward. And if you think somebody is solving a problem when they're connecting the areas of their life together, you completely miss the point of the conversation. And vice versa. If you think that a guy's just sharing his life and sharing his thoughts, when he's really trying to head for a point in the conversation to reach a resolution, then you can miss the point of that conversation. And so often, because of these gender differences, we just completely miss each other. And we've had a conversation, but we didn't really connect.
So how do we rectify that, Bill?
Well, I think it's a very deliberate process of asking, who's this conversation for?
That's what Bill and I started doing when we were newlyweds, actually. He would come in and he would be feeling stressed, because you really see it when you're both stressed. That's when you'll see these differences be very apparent, because men and women handle stress very differently. Men like to go to their favorite easy boxes to release stress, and women like to talk their way through stress. And God's kind of helped us out in that most of men's favorite easy boxes actually look like boxes. For example, the TV screen looks like a box, the computer screen looks like a box, the newspaper is shaped like a box, the football field is shaped like a box, the refrigerator is shaped like a box, the bed is shaped like a box. And what happens is, well, usually when people are under stress, they try to have their needs met at the same time. But instead, when Bill and I were newlyweds, we would just simply say, who's most stressed? And then we would have the conversation based on who's the most stressed. And I found that if I let Bill go out to one of his, like his second favorite box, which would be like basketball, if I let him go out and shoot some hoops with some buddies or do some one-on-one basketball, and while he was gone, if I would like journal out my feelings or pray through my feelings, when Bill came back, he was a better listener, and I was also a better communicator because I wasn't hitting him with the whole tsunami effect of like all my emotion.
I've actually trained people that work for me to set up the conversations that they have with me. So somebody will come in my office and they'll say one of two things. They'll either say, Bill, I need to move you to a different box, which means there's a problem on the table. I need you to engage on this conversation about this problem. Or ladies that work for us, they'll walk in and say, hey, Bill, I need to noodle around a little bit, which means I need to just relax a little bit, disengage from a single subject, and help them connect things together in the workplace so that they can effectively move forward in whatever task they're working. By deliberately preempting the conversations, we find it avoids a lot of this misunderstanding.
Requires a lot more thought, though. What you're talking about requires thinking it through and actually structuring. And so often miscommunication is because we become reactive.
Right. And we look at it as you're going to put the energy in before or after.
Right.
You know, if you miss each other in the conversation, you're going to spend a lot of time trying to recover it, trying to figure it out. A lot of people, you get into a lot of arguments with one another, and they don't even know what they're arguing about. And so, yes, it does take some work to think ahead of time and to set up the conversation beforehand.
But it takes more work
exactly.
If you don't.
Exactly.
And, of course, communication isn't always spoken either, is it?
Yes.
Well, especially when you consider that the content of any conversation only accounts for about 7% of the communication process.
Right, it's the nonverbal, it's the tone of voice, it's the way your body language. Like, I think it's one of the biggest examples in a woman's life is when she is upset, so she goes to the kitchen and she starts putting away the dishes really loud, you know, slamming dishes into the cupboard, pulling down the dishwasher and moving plates around and slamming things into the pantry. And when somebody, you know, braveheart from the living room says, so is anything
wrong?
Nothing. You know, we're like, well, something's obviously wrong. But and women tend to do that whole martyr thing, instead of saying, okay, this is how I'm feeling, and I just need to share how I'm feeling, and speaking for self rather than we encourage people not to do accusations, like avoid accusation, avoid dramatization, avoid generalization. Those things tend to get you in trouble in conversations.
You're listening to Women of Hope. I'm Penny Mulvey, and I'm speaking with authors Pam and Bill Farrell about the fraught art of communication. Bill.
In our highly technological world, we need to be careful that we don't use the technology to separate ourselves from the most important people in our life. Because as you said, every time you put technology into a conversation, it separates you from the nonverbals a little bit more. And the nonverbal part of communication is just very, very important for your most important relationships. Now, for some relationships, because they're not that intertwined, the technology is adequate for most interaction.
But, like, the more important a conversation is, the more likely you should have it face-to-face. And we even encourage couples, if you... very intense and you think the disagreement is very intense, we train people to sit hand in hand, knee to knee, look eye to eye. And the reason Bill and I hold hands when we're in conflict is you're just less likely to throw things if you hold hands.
And just an example of what's going on in our life right now, our oldest son just moved to the East Coast, so he's about 3,000 miles away from us. So most of our conversations now are over the phone with him. Well, our son's tone of voice is hard to read. Like even when he's excited, he sounds like something's up. But his body language is very easy to read. And so I found I'm just struggling just recently because I always want to ask him, how you doing? And it's always the same answer. I'm fine, Dad. Why are you asking? But his tone of voice seems to sound like something's not right. When I interacted with him face-to-face, I could always tell.
Guys, I just love to keep talking, and perhaps we can do it another time. Can we do it another time?
We can totally do it another time. You're wonderful.
Bill and Pam Farrell, thank you so much for your time, and let's look forward to doing it again.
Okay, we'd love to.
You're listening to Women of Hope. Beth Allison from CareForce Recovery Ministries will join me after the break to share her experiences of misfired communication.